USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats and the Trump administration take a key step towards avoiding a government shutdown later this month. Aides from both parties on Capitol Hill say House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin struck the deal earlier this week and will announce it soon. They say it aims to keep a government shutdown off the table amid ongoing battles over new coronavirus relief legislation. President Trump rallying support in Pennsylvania last evening.
61 days from now, we're going to win the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Going to win 4 more years in the White House.
At a campaign rally in Latrobe, he touted America's economy, even during the pandemic, saying it will only get better if he wins re-election.
You're going to have an incredible economic year next year.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just 6 capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A man sought for fatally shooting a pro-Trump activist in Portland, Oregon last Saturday is dead. Michael Reinhold was killed when a federal task force tried to arrest him in Lacey, Washington last night, hours after he admitted to Vice News that he pulled the trigger killing Aaron Danielson, who was part of a pro-Trump caravan that rolled through Portland amid ongoing protests against racial injustice. 7 cops in Rochester, New York now suspended, 6 months after a man suffocated while being arrested. The man's family wants the officers charged with murder. Joe Biden says he'll form a White House National Police Violence Commission if he's elected. He visited Kenosha, Wisconsin yesterday and also spoke about a phone call he had with Jacob Blake, who's hospitalized after being shot in the back by Kenosha officers recently, saying President Trump should have met with Blake's family.
The words of a president matter, no matter if they're good, bad, or indifferent. They matter.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Vice President Mike Pence says the sanctity of life is the reason he's a Republican. He made the remarks while speaking in North Carolina yesterday as part of a Life Wins tour. He said the choice between Joe Biden and Donald Trump this November is dramatic, citing their differences on the issue of abortion. Rapper Kanye West will not be on the November ballots in Arizona or Virginia. Court rulings in the 2 states yesterday saying the rapper cannot appear as a presidential candidate, as in Virginia, a judge said some supporter pledges were not acquired legally, and in Arizona there were also issues with West's presidential electors. Cam Newton will officially be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots when the NFL season begins. The team says Newton won a 3-way battle to be Tom Brady's replacement. Brady now plays for Tampa Bay. Newton led the Carolina Panthers to the Super Bowl in 2015 and signed a 1-year deal with the Patriots over the winter. And Taco Bell says goodbye to more of its menu. The fast food chain announcing 5 more items will be disappearing come November, including a fan favorite, Mexican pizza, as well as pico de gallo and several shredded chicken options. This after Taco Bell said in July other items were being trimmed as it was trying to create a more efficient service experience during the pandemic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.